Hello there. I'm Wichita Rutherford, and this is 5 Minutes with Wichita. Now, here's what I do. I go out into the world, and I talk to all the big bluegrass stars and see what they've been doing and kind of check on them. And every week, there's a secret word. And if the artist says that secret word during their interview, well, I have to do something special. What is that something special? Well, you have to tell me. I check my emails every week, and this one here is from Jason B. in New York. And Jason says, if the artist says a secret word, you have to stop an electric fan with your tongue. Stop an electric fan with my tongue? I can do that. All right, let's check with Ronnie McCurry and see what the secret word of the day is.
Hello, this is Ronnie McCurry, and today's secret word is astronaut.
Thank you, Ronnie. Hi, let's see who today's guest is. It's Sonny Osborne of the Osborne Brothers. Goodness, this is going to be a good one. So here we go, my first interview with Sonny Osborne. Thank you for being here, Sonny.
How you doing, Tall?
I'm doing great.
You look it.
It's this hat. It makes me look thinner. Now, Sonny, what's your very first memory of music and who was the artist?
Sitting in the living room in Hyden, Kentucky, actually Thousand Sticks, and listening to the Grand Ole Opry on a battery radio. It would be probably Roy Acuff or Ernest Tubb one.
No kidding.
Yep.
And you remember that vivid.
Absolutely, yeah. They used to listen to the news a lot, too. Gabriel Heater out of New York, yeah. And his sponsor was Whiz, the best nickel candy there is.
Sounds almost dirty, don't it?
Oh, yeah, sounds terrible.
Oh, goodness. Well, tell me how you met Bill Monroe while you was hanging out with Jimmy Martin.
Jimmy was in Middletown, Ohio, and I lived in Dayton. Jimmy came up and he said, you want to go over to Bean Blossom with me to see Bill Monroe? And I said, yeah. And Jimmy went and played the guitar with him that day. And then afterward, he introduced me to Bill.
Yeah.
And he said, this kid plays the banjo. He said, you want us to come down and just play with you? And Bill said, yeah, that'd be all right.
Wow.
And I played that summer with him, you know, until school started in September.
If I'd gotten a gig with Bill Monroe at that age, my daddy would have lost his mind.
Well, my dad did too, but the thing of it is, I wasn't smart enough to lose anything. I lost a lot of money, but
I wasn't. Back to the road.
I was supposed to have been making $60 a week, and I've yet to see any of that.
You're so precious, I can hardly stand it. And speaking of school, I know you're a voracious reader,
yeah.
Sonny, and you read everything from Spider-Man on up to Nietzsche and Proust.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little test here, and I'm going to quote some things, and you tell me who I might be talking
about. Won't you do that?
All right. Here's the first one. Give me my robe. Put on my crown. I have immortal longings up in me.
That's Shakespeare and Antony and Cleopatra.
All right. If I do hold the clock that tells the time.
That's Shakespeare. Do something else.
Oh, let me think. To make the individual uncomfortable. That is my task.
That's Nietzsche.
Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard
battle. Plato.
I'll take that bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best he's ever been.
That's Charlie Daniels.
You're good, Sonny Osborne. You're real good.
All knowledge comes from reading. You know, you don't have to study to be an astronaut in order to...
You said the secret word.
What was that?
All right. Hand me that little fan sitting over there.
Okay.
Right there. Now, looky here.
No, wait. Don't know what you're doing. Don't do that. No. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there it is. My first interview with bluegrass legend Sonny Osborne. And you know what? All kidding aside, that was really Sonny's last interview. That's what he told me anyway. He's retired. And when he told me that, I just couldn't hardly take it. But he told me to cheer up because he's having a blast in retirement. Now, you be sure and tune in here next time and hear Charlie Daniels say...
We're going to play for the troops. I can't tell you when we're going. We've been asked by the military not to, but suffice it to say that sometime this year we intend to go over to the Middle East and play for the troops.
This is Wichita Rutherford, and you've been listening to 5 Minutes with Wichita. We'll see you.